a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 47 degrees.
Already a little bit busy on I-15 in Roy. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, a Salt Lake man is charged with threatening a 13-year-old girl he met on social media.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, police say it started with a challenge on Instagram. The girl got a chain message that said she needed to send that message to more than 20 people. So she did. And one was 22-year-old Jordan Sorensen. Charging documents say he messaged her back. They started chatting a lot on Instagram and Snapchat. And then he began asking her for nude photos and videos. He told her if she did not comply, he would tell all her friends. That's called sextortion. Sorensen was charged yesterday with two felonies in this case. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
West Valley police are investigating after shots were fired into a home overnight. Police say a window was shot up as well as a car parked in the driveway near 35th South and 68th West. Several people were inside that home at the time of the shooting, but they weren't hurt. The shooting was caught on surveillance camera, and it looks like two people just walked up to the home, shot 11 times, and then ran away. The search continues for those two suspects.
A woman has been found dead at the Motel 6 in Midvale, but how she died is a mystery.
What or who killed the woman found dead by a housemaid at the motel off I-15 Tuesday afternoon? That's what Unified Police investigators want to know. There are a few details, but Sergeant Melody Gray says they called in the Violent Crimes Unit.
There's some things that just are not adding up to them, and so they want to treat us as suspicious death. There's nothing obvious. There's no obvious reason for her to be deceased.
Evidence was being collected from the room well into the evening. Police are also trying to figure out if someone was with her before her death. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. We get another couple of pretty nice days. It should be pretty sunny today, but tomorrow looking cloudy.
We are warm again today, but we do have another colder storm coming our way. A series of a couple of storms. One slides in Thursday evening and it'll cool us down for Friday, but it looks like most of Friday will be dry. Noticeably cooler, though. We'll go from the 70s today to only into the 50s for the high on Friday. Another storm is going to cool us off even more. We do expect scattered rain showers on Saturday.
Grant says Monday looking cooler than normal as well, but by Tuesday, we're back up to near 60.
Democrats spent 3 hours debating the issues last night. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the fourth debate of Democratic presidential candidates last night showed Elizabeth Warren appears to be the new frontrunner, facing attacks on her plans.
Costs will go up for the wealthy and for big corporations.
First-time debater Tom Steyer had his focus.
Every candidate here is more decent, more coherent, and more patriotic than the criminal in the White House.
All 12 candidates agree to varying degrees that Democrats are right to pursue impeachment against President Trump. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi standing her ground about not holding an impeachment inquiry vote, saying yesterday,
there's no requirement that we have a vote.
Republicans say without a vote, the inquiry is just an act by the Democratic Party, not Congress. They want Democrat members to be accountable on record if they support impeachment. A baby girl left in a car all day Monday in Tampa, Florida, became the 50th hot car child death in the U.S. this year. The girl apparently was forgotten during a busy morning for the family. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Shelter-in-place orders have been lifted for communities near a Northern California fuel storage facility that caught fire yesterday. Heavy smoke from burning ethanol tanks set off an air quality emergency.
We ask that residents impacted to please open your doors and windows to air out buildings and homes.
Residents were told to stay in their homes for several hours yesterday until that fire was put out.
The family of the British teen who was killed in a car crash involving the wife of an American diplomat has met with President Trump, but they said no thank you to the surprise meeting that was set up.
Harry Dunn's parents visiting New York City to urge Anne Sekulis, who had claimed diplomatic immunity, to return to the UK and participate in a police investigation into the death of their son. Suddenly, an unexpected invitation from President Trump to the White House. Upon arriving, the president dropping what they called a bombshell, that the woman who allegedly killed their son was in the next room. Dunn's parents reportedly shocked, noting that no mediators or therapists were provided. They refused the meeting, saying they only wanted to meet with Sekulis in Britain. Reportedly told, that's not going to happen. Dave Packer, ABC News.